Acorn on air.
Acorn on air.
Acorn on air. Moving like the speed of sound.
Alessandra.
Charlotte.
Broadcasting live our dropping session from Acorn Centre in Torquay.
Hi, I'm Charlotte and this is Nightcore Riptide. This is my favourite song and I hope you like it.
Hi,
Chloe.
What do you like about the Acorn Centre?
Most things.
How often do you come to the Acorn Centre?
Well, I come here, I've come here most of the time, but sometimes I miss it because I'm busy.
What kind of fun stuff do you do at the Acorn Centre?
Well, we have laptops and a jukebox that plays music and you can like dance.
Do you have to pay to come to the Acorn Centre?
Yes, you have to pay 50p, but that's to use all the facilities.
And how do the staff help you here?
If you like have like if the internet's slow, they'll help you, or if you can't do something, they'll help you.
Up next is an interview with Neil.
Hi, my name's Neil and I work at the Acorn Centre and I'm actually a centre assistant and I do the youth work here as well 3 nights a week.
Why are you making changes here?
Well, up at the Acorn Centre here, it's quite an old building. We've been here for over 50 years now and some of the rooms are in pretty dire state at the moment, so luckily we went for a funding bid, which we were successful in, called the People's Millions, and we got access to £50,000, which we're now using to update some of the existing rooms that we've got and add a few things to the rooms that we didn't have before. So, like, we've got some new ceilings in the youth room, which you've already been into, which creates a nice echo in there now to bounce the sounds off, which is really good. We've got a community cafe that's going to be opening very soon that we're really excited about, which we hope is going to be open to the community and also to all you young people as well. So when you're after school, you'll be able to come in and get milkshakes and just sit and have a chat, anything that's bothering you or anything you'd like to do or see up here, that'd be the ideal opportunity to come and have a chat with us about. Or alternatively, if you'd like to volunteer and help out serving or doing any work with us up here, that's what it'd be about. So yeah, the community cafe is something we're really, really hoping is going to take off and be used by the entire community and be a big benefit. The other rooms, once they've all been updated, is going to open up a whole wide range of new activities for us. I mean, the room that we're in now is called the dance hall here, and as you can see, it's just a wooden floor at the moment, but the back wall's going to be all mirrored and stuff like that, so that'll be great for dance classes, aerobics, and any drama sessions that we might be having up here and that. So yeah, things are looking really bright for the Acorn, and it's about time too.
Why did you start all these activities here?
Well, hopefully I've just explained a lot of that to you in the previous questions. But yeah, it's like I say, here at the Acorn Centre, there's so much that people want to do. But in the past, we just haven't been able to access all the rooms because we've had other groups running. So this really allows us to be able to do a whole wide range of activities alongside what else is running along here as well. So nothing has to be stopped for another group to run. They can all run side by side and everyone's got their own space that they can work in and just express themselves, really. And yeah,
what is the future going to be like for the Acorn Centre, and how would you like it to look?
I'm hoping that the future of the Acorn Centre is going to be a long one, and a happy one, obviously. I think that's something that we will have up here. I can only hope that you guys are going to get as much enjoyment out of these rooms that we anticipate that you'll get. So really, it's not about what I want. It's about what you guys want, really. And that's where we really want your input and your help to be able to make this youth club your own, really. That's what it's all about. It's your club. It's what you want to see here. It's what you want doing here. We're just providing the space now and the activities and the areas that you'll be able to fulfill all those stuff, whereas in the past we said, oh, we can't do that because of all the restrictions we've had. We're hoping that this is going to open up a lot more stuff for us to be able to run for you.
Okay, thank you.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Hi, this is Alessana, and we're talking about dance at the Acorn Centre.
Hi, I'm Charlotte, and I'm going to be with talking about dance.
At the Acorn Centre, we have two halls. There's a sports hall where you can play all different type of sports, and there's another one where you can dance and listen to music. Also, there's a jukebox where it's £1 for 5 songs. And yeah, over to you, Charlotte.
And we have enough mirrors in the dance hall so we can like see what we're like, how we're
like
dancing,
what we're doing and practicing.
Yeah, then we can, and like there's different kind of like styles of dance we do.
Yeah, we do hip hop, we do jazz, ballet, gymnastics,
like cartwheels, different stuff we make up.
Yeah, like every single time we come, we just make up dances.
Yeah.
And yeah.
We enjoy it
quite a bit. I get to learn more dances every Monday and Wednesday we come, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Lorraine, and I'm introducing Bills for a youth worker called Gemma.
just rely, praying that my car don't get declined. Goddamn, 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 goddamn.
We got a song for a boy called Kyle, and that's Trap Queen.
I'm like, hey, what's up, hello? Sent your pretty ass soon as you came in the door. I just wanna chill, got a sack for us to roll. Married to the money, introduced her to my stove. Showed her how to whip it, now she remixing for low. She my trap queen, let her hit the bando. We be counting up, watch how far them bands go. We just set a goal, talking matching Lambos. I'm 56 a grand, 500 grams though. Man, I swear I love her, how she work the damn pole. Hit the strip club, we be letting bands go. Everybody hating, we just call them fans though. In love with the money, I ain't never letting go. Snatch a Ferrari and buy my boo a limb. I just might snatch her a necklace, drop a couple on the ring. She ain't wanting for nothing because I got her everything. It's Big Zoo up on the van, though. Remind me where I can't go. Remy boys got the stamp, though. Kind of hell in the bands, though. Boy, how fuck can you bands go? Fetty, rub my limit 50,000 K. How I stand, though. If you check it from my pockets, I'm locked. Cooking pies, I'm like, hey, what's up, hello? Seen your pretty ass soon as you came in the door. I just wanna chill, got a sack for us to roll. Married to the money, introduced her to my stove. Showed her how to whip it, now she remixes it for low. She my track queen, let her hit the bando. We be counting up, watch out for them bands go. We just set it though, talking matching Lambos. 56 a grand, 500 grand though. Man, I swear I love it. She worked the band pro. Hit the strip club, and you let
Hi, this is Gemma. I'm going to interview some young people from the Acorn. So what days do you come to the Acorn?
We come on a Monday and Wednesday.
What time's from?
From 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock.
And does it cost anything to get in?
Yeah, it costs 50p.
Okay. And what activities do you do at the Acorn?
We do cooking, we dance, we play board games, crafts. At the moment we're doing a festival thing, and yeah.
What type of things have you cooked in the past then?
We've cooked pancakes, waffles, that's it I think.
Okay. Yeah. So what is like your favourite thing that you actually really enjoy coming
dance.
And doing?
Dance.
Chloe? Or Caitlin?
Gymnastics.
Lorraine?
All of it basically.
All of it. And then what do you want to do in the future at Acorn?
I'll keep coming when I'm older, and I want like more things to do, a bit more things, like make, like bake healthier things.
And how do the youth workers help you here?
They help with homework. They help with everything really.
They help with support with family and stuff like that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Next up is an interview about the Acorn Centre.
My name's Mike and I work for a local company called Sound Communities, and I'm here with Parkfield Extreme Radio today. And the Acorn Centre, I think it's a great place. I used to work here probably 3 or 4 years ago, and I used to love coming up here and working with the kids. I used to come up here and do music stuff, and now I'm back here doing some radio, and you can always just tell the place is bustling and full of life. And we've got taekwondo going on here, we've got pool going on, we've got football, and I think it's fantastic how they've been able to achieve funding to sparkle the place up a bit and get a new cafe which bring even more to the people that use the place. So yeah, it's a great place, and the people that work here are great as well and put a hell of a lot into it, so it's great.
Oh, I find it very, very nice here. Oh, it's so nice and very, very good. Everyone's been so nice to me, and I'm a very nice person.
Hello, my name's Neil and I'm a youth worker here at the Acorn Centre in Torquay. Working here? Well, I love my job, obviously. I've been doing it for over 10 years now. As for the centre, you won't be able to see it, obviously, because we're going out on radio, but you'll be able to tell everyone about all the new refurbishments that we've got going on here. We recently applied and were successful for a People's Million grant, and we're now in the process of updating and renovating all the rooms here, which will be put to good use for all you young people.
My name's Kyle, and I like it here. It's fun. There's lots of things to do. There's pool, there's chairs, there's computers, there's table tennis, and I've got a lot of friends here.
Okay, my name's Ryan James Simmons, and I come to the youth club here at Acorn Centre in Torquay, and I love it here because like it just gives me time to get out and space to go, and I've got many friends here, and I've also been coming here for the last year or two just to like, I just don't know, I just get along with people here.
Thank you.
I'm Ben, and I like going to the Acorn Centre because there's many things to do. You can play pool, football, badminton, karate, and all that sort of stuff, and it just keeps you entertained.
Are you right? I'm Cameron, you know. I'm 15. I'm an active person. My dad's here. He gives me money. All that good stuff. You know, you get to go on the computers, play a bit of football, chill, whatever.
This is Lorraine live on Acorn. And this is Jade and Charlotte talking about The Walking Dead.
Hey, Charlotte.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
So we've established that we both love The Walking Dead, don't we?
Yeah.
What is it that you love?
It's just like the drama and the action, and like what happens, like when it, like a walker jumps out and like jump scares you, and like you get really excited when it's like all dark, like scene, and then you don't know what, like I think it's like season 5, like episode 14 or 15, and they were in the warehouse or something, and then they didn't know what's gonna happen, and then like they just like walked in.
Oh,
torches and that.
It's scary. Did you see that one where they were in the barn and the guy had been keeping all his family members in the barn, and they were all zombies in there?
No, I haven't seen it.
What was your favourite bit? Out of everything that you've seen?
My favourite bit out of everything I've seen. I've seen like the comic strips. The favourite bit out of that, of the comic strip book, is when I saw at the end of it, I think it's like exactly like season 1 in the series, but at the end there was like Shane and Rick, they started having an argument because Shane wanted to like have Laurie to himself, even though Laurie was married to Rick and they had a son called Carl.
Yeah.
And like they started fighting, and then because they got into a fight, and then Shane punched like Rick in the face, and then he got like in the mood and walked away. Then Rick like went up and started having an argument with him, and then in the comic joke, I think it's like his son, I think he's only 7 or 6 in the first series, and he pulls out the gun and shoots Shane, because he started like, don't hurt my dad again or something, and then he died. Shane died.
And is that right at the end of the episode?
Season 1, yeah.
And then all of the zombies come out from the darkness, and suddenly they're running back to the house.
I think
he shot him, and then they all run back to the house because they're like, ah! So Shane dies and then becomes a zombie himself, doesn't he?
I think so. I haven't seen it exactly. I've only seen the first series of the comic strip.
So is that your favourite then?
Yeah, at the end of that, of the comic strip.
Awesome. I think it's great that there's an actual comic strip as well.
What's your favourite bit?
My favourite bit is when Rick and his wife are reunited.
Oh,
so he's
really
been going on a mission to find her. Because that's his whole drive, isn't it?
They're in like a camp just on the edge of Atlanta.
Yeah, that's it. Yes.
Yeah.
And they find each other. That's my favourite bit.
My other favourite bit is like I've seen a clip, but it's like from, I think, I don't know what series it's from, but it's with the governor, and I've forgotten her name, Michonne, and with the girl with the katana.
She's my favourite.
Yeah.
I love Michonne.
And she goes into the governor's house or something, and like there's zombie walker heads everywhere in like tanks with water.
Oh, yes.
And she like sees like the little girl who's this walker, and she has her hands tied up in a bag over her head, and then she says, oh, don't hurt, where's your mummy, or something like that, and then like she takes off the thing, and then like you just see the governor's daughter, who's turned into a walker, like all like trying to bite her, but she can't, and then like the governor like comes in saying, no, please don't, then like next minute you see the katana going through her head, and then them get into a fight, and then the governor losing his eye with the fight.
He's scary, isn't he, the governor?
Yeah, and then I've seen this other bit when he's in, like, I don't know where it was, but like one of these girls go run away because they want to. She wants to go find Rick and the others in the prison.
Yeah,
and there's, I think it's, yeah, the girl runs away, and she goes into this like building, this warehouse, another warehouse, and like, or it was a school or something, I don't know, old school like academy or something, and they find there's walkers in other places and that, and he starts doing the whistle because he knows, because it like attracts the walkers.
Yeah, yeah.
And like she gets really scared and there's walkers everywhere, and then like she gets out and runs, and there's like, I think it was in season 5. I've only watched little bits of The Walking Dead, but I'm going to get like the series.
If you could choose one of the characters as someone that you'd really like to be if there was ever a zombie apocalypse, who would you be?
I don't know.
Who'd you most like? Who's the best character for you?
There's Maggie, there's Laurie, there's... Carol's really funny. She's one of the funny characters, even though she's old. She, like, makes cookies for everyone.
Yeah.
There's Michonne, I think her name is.
Michonne. My favourite character.
She's so out ninja. Of those, there's Maggie. I don't know.
I'd be Michonne. She's awesome with her swords.
Yeah.
She knows what she's doing. She knows how to survive.
There's this other girl who, I think, and she, like, thinks she can handle everything herself.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's either between her and Laurie. Between them two. To be the characters.
That's awesome. Thank you. You've spoken loads about all the things that you love about Walking Dead. And what's really cool is that you're referring back to the comic strip rather than the film. And I think that's really cool.
Hello again. It's Caitlin. And next up is House Every Weekend.
When it comes to House Every Weekend.
My name's Lorraine. I'm here with Chloe, and we're interviewing a youth worker, Gemma. Hi, Gemma.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay, so what is your job here?
Well, I do youth work and I do play work up here. So two different jobs. one working with young people from secondary school up, and the other one's play work, which is primary up to the age of year six in primary school.
So, do you like your job here, Gemma?
I do enjoy my job. I enjoy doing different things with you guys and also the younger ones as well.
So, how do you help the kids here?
So in youth work, if you guys come to me saying we'd like to do this or this, I try and help you organise it so you can do it. I try and do like different activities with you, like cooking and arts and crafts. Like next week we're going to the carnival, so you guys have been preparing for the carnival. And then if you've also got any problems, I can help you, try and talk to you about your problems and try and help you out with them. And then with like play work, I do juniors with arts and crafts and cooking, and we do a sports night, so try to do different things with you guys.
And how long have you been working here?
Oh gosh, quite a while, probably up to 10 years. Yeah, it's quite a while.
Thank you.
That's all right.
Next is Bad Blood.
Cause baby, now we got bad blood. You know we used to be mad love. So take a look what you've done. Cause baby, now we got bad blood. Hey! Now we got problems.
Hi, this is Chloe, and now next up is Charlotte and Caitlin talk about gaming.
What's your favourite game?
My favourite game is between Black Ops 2 or Minecraft, and my other favourite game is The Walking Dead.
What do you like about it?
Just Black Ops 2 is when, like, it's like a campaign and like a shooting game when you have to, like, there's different modes that you can do, like defuse a bomb, kill confirmed. And for Minecraft, you can, like, build stuff. You have to, there's survival, creative, or adventure mode. And creative is when you have all the blocks, and survival is when you have to get different, like, the blocks without, like, cheating them in. And adventure is when you have to, like, have the right equipment to break down the blocks. And just Walking Dead's about The Walking Dead, basically, but different characters like Clementine, Lee, and all that.
Okay, how long do you spend a day on the games?
On the computer, I spend about a couple of hours, a bit more than that, on it a day, and then on the Xbox, on a day I spend about 4 hours, and then on the laptop about 5, something, I don't know.
How did you find out about the games?
Through friends and YouTube videos, and yeah, just through game.
Okay, thanks. Charlotte.
Should I introduce it? Next song is Nightcore, Centuries.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Lorraine, and you've been listening to Acorn on Air. This is my first time on radio, and I've enjoyed it. What did you guys most enjoy about being on radio?
It's my first time on the radio, and I really enjoyed sharing stuff about the Acorn Centre.
I've enjoyed it too, and I think it's my first time being on the on radio, and I've enjoyed it loads.
It's exactly the same with me. I've enjoyed being here every Monday and Wednesday, and this is my first time being on live on radio, and I hope you like it.
I've enjoyed spending the evening on it, and also enjoyed being on the air thing, yeah.
So it's goodbye from Lorraine.
Goodbye from Charlotte.
Goodbye from Alisana.
Goodbye from Caitlin.
And goodbye from Chloe.
Bye. Bye. Have you enjoyed it?
For the last song and to sign off, here's Nightcore Every Time We Touch.
I still hear your voice when you sleep next to me. I still feel your touch in my dream. Forgive me my weakness, but I don't know why. Without you, it's hard to survive. 'Cause every time we touch, I get this feeling. And every time we kiss, I swear I can fly. Can't you feel my heart beat fast? I want this to last. Need you by my side. 'Cause every time we touch,
Acorn on Air.
Acorn on Air.
Acorn on Air.
Like the speed of sound.